We've been hearing the ads running with our friends at Bell Hospital, and we wanted to talk a little bit more in depth about an event that's actually this weekend with our friends at Bell. And with that, we have company. So behave yourself.
I know. I'm trying to as best as I can. Dr. Holly Ray is with us this morning. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
And the Bell Women's Health Expo is up this weekend, sponsored by Superior Women's Care. You're directly involved in that. Let's start with some basic information, when and where, and then we'll get into why it should be exactly.
Okay. It is Saturday from 9 to 3. And we have lectures and talks scheduled in the morning and the afternoon, and little breaks in between. Lunch is provided, and lots of great prizes at the end of the day. So
obviously something that you've put together to give a lot of information to women and to their families and others that may have questions. What are some of the key points that will be talked about?
Well, we tried to appeal to a broad range of age groups, so we're looking at pregnant women, women that could become pregnant, menopausal, perimenopausal women, trying to cover everybody. So,
what is the ultimate goal? I mean, obviously, it's information, but awareness? I mean, where are you going with the whole premise
of
this?
We tried to pick our topics to educate, first of all. Things like heart disease in women, osteoporosis, healthy pregnancies, that kind of thing. But we also would like to showcase our new hospital. It's very beautiful, and it's a good chance for everybody to come up and see our clinics and see how things are going up there. It's a really nice place.
What are the challenges in terms of getting the message out to women? In terms of, are they expecting to hear things about things like heart attacks and heart disease, or is it maybe some of the more common things they expect to hear from?
I think most of us that are giving the talks are trying to emphasize prevention and being smart about how we live our lives. Mm-hmm.
I think there may be something that, I think we jumped into this conversation thinking one thing and it actually turned out to be another. When you hear Women's Health Expo, most people, I think, are going to immediately think reproductive health.
Right.
And that's not necessarily the case here.
No.
So you really do want to run the gamut here. This is for women of all ages and of all different needs, I guess.
Exactly. You mentioned that you have a lot of speakers, a lot of folks. I mean, so there's a good day's worth of various topics. The person that gets involved with it, can they choose a certain track, or is it just sort of all of it open and say what you want?
It's all open, and you just pick the lectures or the talks you're interested in and drop in. And we'd like to, we hope that it'll be a real open forum for discussion. We don't want people to think they're going to be sitting there being lectured to. We'd like to be able to have a give and take and a discussion about the topics.
Yeah, how important is that to have that opportunity to be able to ask these questions?
I think it's excellent. I spend my whole day talking, and to be able to talk to a larger group at once, I think is a great opportunity. Plus, I have three new partners, and it's a good opportunity for people to get out and see them and meet them.